Hey y'all, how are you doing? How are you really doing? I got so many positive feedbacks from the last episode on the F word that makes me cringe. And you know, it just confirmed to me that God really needed me to share that. Thank you so much for listening and sharing. If you've not listened, however, or shared as the case may be, you really should go to that. You really should do that because I'm sure it's going to bless you and also bless your world, you know, and everyone around you. I'm going to apologize in advance for whatever sound you hear. I tried so hard to get a place that is not as noisy, but there's just so many things going on and then there's been no light, unfortunately. So alright, so let's get into today's episode. Oh yeah, you're welcome today to today's episode of Grow with Matilda. You're very welcome. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for asking when the next episode is going to drop. I mean, you guys are even more consistent than I am. Thank you so very much for the encouragement. You know, thank you. It means so very much to me. Thank you. Without further ado, let us move right into today's episode. So we started a sermon series in church about more money, more purpose, more money, more problem. And I feel like God nudged me to create a link between giving and forgiveness. Yes, I mean, there is give in forgive, but I had a bit of an issue creating the link. Like, what does giving have to do with forgiveness? So I spoke to a friend of mine, actually two friends. I spoke to two friends about it, and one of them, Abosede, said, "I think there is. To be honest, you can't forgive if you're not a giver, and you can't give if you don't forgive. I think the connection is love. When you forgive, you shouldn't do it because they said so, but from a place of love. And when you give, it should also be from a place of love. You can't give what you do not have. If you don't have that forgiving spirit, there is no way you can give out mercy. Forgiving is like showing mercy or pardon for someone who has offended you. I believe there is a link. I hope that makes sense." Hi, darling Abosede. Yes, that makes absolute sense. Thank you for your contribution to my podcast, my research. Thank you very much. Now, let us take a deeper look at this. I like breaking things down. I like being as practical as I can be. Let's take a look at our favorite Bible verse, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." We can all recite this offhand. Like, even the youngest person can recite this. A lot of times we actually tend to read the scriptures, the Bible, without understanding the innate meaning of it, like what God really intends for us to understand out of it. Now, there are a few questions to be asked here. Why did God decide to bring mankind back to himself despite our iniquities, despite our sins, despite our disobedience, despite our, you know, transgressions and what have yous? There's just one reason. It's because he loves us. It's because of his love for us. And that's even why he intentionally decides to not remember our sins. And if you remember, the Bible recorded that before Jesus performed any miracle, it was always described as an act of compassion. The Bible usually recorded it that, and Jesus was compassionate, like whatever it is that he sees, he's usually compassionate and he feels, oh my gosh, how can someone be going through this? And that is love. So then how did God show his love and compassion for us? He gave. That's why a lot of times in relationships, when you're with someone, they tell you one of the ways to know if your guy loves you is the fact is when he provides for you, when he gives you, when he gets stuff for you. Okay, so God gave us his only begotten son, his only son, to die for us. Because he loves you, God forgives you. But you know, he did not even have to forgive. This is motivated by an intrinsic, profound and enduring love. That is why he chooses to forgive. So love, yes, love is the vehicle here. Like I said earlier, forgiving comes from the root word give, giving. So it is almost fair to assume that they share a root, yeah? With the word forgiveness comes give. So what's really, like, what in the world does forgiveness have to do with giving? So if I had a board here, I would have written forgiveness and then circled give and then underlined F-O-R for and tell you that forgiveness is for give in. Okay? It is not transactional. It is not a contract. You don't give it conditionally or with the hope to get anything back from the person that you gave it to. Because like I explained in my last podcast, there are chances that you would never get what you expect from such persons. Like I said before, there are chances that these people would never apologize. They would never tell you sorry, and I already apologized on their behalf, okay? Yeah, so forgiveness is releasing people of the debt they owe you. That is, you're not even asking them to pay back what they owe you. You're giving it to them free of charge. There is no charge, okay? You're not asking them to work for it. You're not asking them to greet you 10 times every day or to smile every time they see you before you give it to them. You're not asking them to, you know, buy you stuff. You're not asking them to maybe upload your picture on their WhatsApp status or Instagram and, you know, write a whole episode for you before you know that, oh, okay, I forgive you. No. I want you to follow me because I am going somewhere. When the Good Samaritan helped the injured man after he had been, you know, ignored by religious people, by different people that really should have helped him but did not, the injured man asked how he could pay the Samaritan back. Guess what the Samaritan said? I mean, come on. The Samaritan said, go and do likewise. Pay it forward is another meaning. You know, another word for go and do likewise. So that is the title of today's podcast. Pay it forward. Now that you've been given, now that you have been blessed, it is time to pay it forward. It is time to do it likewise. I really tried to go about this the easy way, you know, check online to see if I'll get resources. I did not get. I went through different sermons on giving, on forgiveness, and see if there was a link. But none was really doing justice the way I wanted it to, you know, to be done. And then I picked up my Bible. Trust me, I never used to read my Bible. In short, I just bought my Bible. I bought my Bible when last year November. That was my first Bible that I will own by myself and buy by my own self. Okay, don't judge me. Thank you very much. So yeah, then I just opened my Bible. You know how we randomly open our Bibles and hope that wherever it lands us will be relevant to our current situations. Yeah, that's what I did, and I landed on 2 Corinthians 9. It's quite a long read, so I'm just going to try and paraphrase. It's Paul's letter to the Corinthians, and he was boasted about them to the church in Macedonia. And he was telling them about, oh, I told these people how you guys are, you know, big givers and blah, 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 blah. And he said, so I thought I should send this. So this is verse 5. So I thought I should send these brothers ahead of me to make sure the gift you promised is ready. But I want it to be a willing gift, not one giving grudgingly. 6. Remember this, a farmer who only plants a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all that you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor, their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Now listen to verse 12. So two good things will result from this ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. That's those that are giving things to, of course, their needs will be met. And they will thank God. And see, I always tell people that God, I'm sorry, God, but this our God loves Himself so much. He loves glory. Like, He doesn't joke with that thing. So anything that would give glory to Him, and you know, as long as you're doing it, it will keep blessing you and ensure it would keep helping you to do those things that will give glory to Him, because He's a glorious God. And I mean, come on, He doesn't share His glory with anybody. He takes it so personally. Like, He takes it so personally. Yeah. So verse 13 says that as a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God. Trust me, why won't God keep blessing you so that you will keep blessing people that will give glory to Him? And at the same time, what you're doing by giving, you know, by being generous, by helping people, you're also giving glory to God. Let me continue before I start talking. For your generosity to them, they will give glory to God. For your generosity to them and to all believers will prove that you're obedient to the good news of Christ, and they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace that God has given you. Thank God for these gifts, too wonderful for words. Guys, we have freely received God's blessings. We have freely received forgiveness. We have freely received abundant gift from God. It is time. It is time to pay it forward. The Bible even says that, I mean, in what we just read, that you would always be enriched so that you can always give out freely. I got my own call to action last week when my pastor asked us to give without grieving. So on a normal day, I don't have issues giving. As long as I have, sometimes when I don't even have, I try to get, because I know what it feels like to be in need. I know what it feels like to not have. I know what it feels like to be in a tight position and, you know, you cannot help yourself. So at any slight, you know, sound or signal or sign or whatever of need or someone not being able to do whatever, I'm an embodiment of worry. Like, I can worry for Africa. Okay, so pastor instructed us to give out stuffs and show random acts of kindness to people. I gave out so many things. I even gave time, you know. I gave that same week. My mom called to tell me that she was on her way to my house. Now, this is me being hot, humble, open, and transparent. I have a strained relationship with my mom. Okay, we do not exactly get along. Yeah. I'm sure some people will be surprised, but yeah, whatever. I have said I've been a bad girl. Bad daughter, I mean. And done all sorts of her. Okay, I'm trying not to feel bad, because you know, I refuse to forgive her. It's not my fault, because I refuse to forgive her for not nurturing. I asked God to help me forgive, and He did. I mean, that's what I thought. He did, because I felt at peace, you know. I did not exactly reach out, but in my mind I was like, okay, you know what, God, I really do not want to go through this, but help me do this. And it did. I felt like it did. Okay, so I didn't know that it was going to give me an assignment. I first lied. I told her I was not around. How do I feel like my voice is shaking? Stop. Okay, stop. Alright. I told her I wasn't home. And then I realized, come on, you don't have to lie about this. So I called her back. I told her she could come around. At this time, I did not have any money. I've been out of job for a while now. So I didn't have any money. I have always imagined what it would be like to go out with my mom, as I've never experienced it. I reached out to a few people, and but I still did not get anything from them. I was so frustrated and even more angry at her, at God. Like, why is she here? Why did you even allow her to come now that I don't even have money? What does she want? You know, like, what are we going to even talk about? We don't exactly have things to talk about. But the minute I decided, or the minute I realized that, okay, this is God actually giving me an opportunity to forgive by giving. So I calmed myself down, like, Matilda, allow this happen. Because I kept rolling my eyes. I just was on my phone. I wasn't responsive, you know. It's also annoying, really. But the minute I decided, okay, let's do this, it happened. Like, money dropped, you know. Money dropped, and I felt happy. I was so excited. And then we went out. My younger sister was with us, so we did it. I saw her smile, I saw her blush. I was angry, but my anger was not sustained. It still felt weird, yeah, but I was overcome with joy. I thought I had forgiven her, but this was God showing me that there is a link between forgiving and actually having to give. And that's sometimes, it's painful, but that is what does the magic. If you do not mind, I'll ask that you try it. If you have difficulty forgiving anyone, get them something. Just do for them something they would not even expect in a zillion years. They always teach us to forgive without showing us how. This is the how. This is the practical aspect of forgiving. The practical aspect of forgiving is the give part of the word. The give part of the word, forgive, is what does the magic. Do you know why? Giving exercises your heart. Giving stretches you. Giving reflects God in you. I learned that when we give, that is God testing our heart. That's why the Bible says that your heart is where your treasure is. Where you spend your money, how you spend your money shows where your heart lies. That's why even time, when, you know, in Malachi 3, you know, when that's our tithe verse. It says that, should people cheat God? Some translations say, can God be robbed? I think something like that, yeah. Should people cheat God? Yeah, you say that you've not cheated me. Yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me of the tithe and offerings due to me. Blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm going to try and explain this the way I understand it. It is not that we've robbed God by stealing his money and all of that. No, because in the first place, the money is not even ours. It is still God's. I'm going to explain this in a way that has helped me understand this better. And it is, we have robbed God of the opportunity to bless us by not giving. When we do not give, we rob God, we cheat God, because God really wants to bless us. God wants to always, you know, provide for us. But when we do not give out of the little that he has given unto us, we rob him of the opportunity to keep blessing us. That's what it says in verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. This is about the only verse in the Bible, I might be wrong, where God asked us to test him. Like, you know what? Try me. Try me and see if I will not bless you. Try me and see if I would not do this for you. And God is saying to you that when you don't share what I have given you, you will not be able to get more, because I have so much more in store for you. You just have to let go. You have to release them. Now, them could be your resources. Them could even be the people that you are holding to your chest. Remove them from your chest. You have to unclench your fist. You have to let go of what is in your hand to receive more. You can't keep holding on to things and expect to get more. No. Let go and let God. Let go to make room. That is how it works. I'm going to add a story of a sister friend of mine. She and I had issues at a point in time. We did not talk for a very, very long time, and a very, very long time is actually over a year. That's bad. I didn't know how to go about it. I knew that I needed to, you know, settle things with her, but there was no way because I kept reaching out to her and she was just, you know, replying with monosyllabic. She was giving monosyllabic responses, and I was like, okay, you know what? Whenever it is that we're going to settle this, we will. And then I don't know how, there was just one day we got talking and there was an opportunity to give. Now I didn't even think about, we had issues before, or there was, you made me feel this way, or you made me feel that way, or I made you feel this way. No, the moment I gave, the moment she gave, like it was just, we didn't even need to address anything, because it came from a place of love. It came from a place of, oh, I see you, oh, I understand you. I feel like there is more to giving that we actually than we understand. There is more to giving than we actually know. And it's really annoying when a lot of people give with the intent to show off. They give with the intent to hold you accountable, you know. They give and make you feel like, oh, you're indebted. No, when you give, your people are not supposed to be indebted to you in any way. The same way when you forgive people things, you're releasing them of their debt. So when you give out, you're giving away. You're giving away. When you give away, it is no longer in your possession. It should no longer be in your possession. It is no longer yours. I pray that God Almighty would help us live right. I pray that God Almighty would help us live the way He wants us to live. You can do this. We can do this. Like, give. You can start with me, okay? That's what my account details and I'll send it to you, okay? I'm joking, please. But you can, you know, whatever. You know, just give. There should not even be any reason. Give just because it makes God so happy. It makes God happy because God really wants to bless us, and the only way He can bless us, or some of the ways He can bless us, is through us. Like, if God wants to give me money, He would not rain money down from heaven. I mean, there is work and all of that, but then He needs hands. So today are going to be God's hands on earth. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Grow with Matilda. I'll see you in the next one. There is so much heat here. I'm so uncomfortable knowing this. I hope you learned a few things from this one. I love you. Bye.